Yeah, and with semiconductors, you know, the supply chain is pretty complex. You know, you figure you gotta, you'll grow the wafers in, I don't know, let's pick a location, Czech Republic, and then the parts get, the wafers get put in a environmentally controlled case, and then those are shipped over to the Philippines for what's called back-end assembly, so they mount the wafer to the lead frame and do the testing there. And then they'll go back into that same container and ship to the Philippines for wafer probe testing, or for probe testing, and do all the final tests and molding of the part. And then that part will get put on a reel and then finally shipped. You know, it's a 7-month, like, chain. The part's seen 3 to 4 different countries, and it hasn't even made it to the consumer yet. So it's a... The semiconductors are just extremely complex in the supply chain, and it's always amazing to me that for how cheap the parts are that money's made. Still, it's amazing to me because it is pretty complex. I'll leave a break in there just in case there's someone else who wants to jump in.